many of your listeners will remember back to the late 1990s, 2000, when Songgat Refugee Centre was a magnet for those people trying to get to the UK. And there were almost daily occurrences of migrants trying to get on lorries. This is not a new phenomenon. This has been happening on and off for many, many years. And while it might be particularly bad this summer, it's not to say that it's a new problem. It's what seems to happen is that when it dies down, the politicians, also those who run the road network in Kent, seem to forget about it and then are caught on the hop when the problem recurs. Now they need to get a grip of it, and they need to make sure that when we end up in this situation again, there is a solution.
And obviously at the weekend it sort of built up sort of momentum a lot more. The national sort of started taking it up, and it did become more of a national crisis rather than just a Kent problem.
The only good thing that came out of the weekend, when we had this huge level of disruption, was that it suddenly became a national story. All eyes were on the southeast of England, and rightly so. People from across the country were trying to get to Eurotunnel and to Dover. Hauliers from across the country were trying to take their goods across the channel. Indeed, a lot of those hauliers, a lot of those travellers would have been foreign drivers. And I would urge them, when they get back home eventually, to get in touch with their own MPs, their own government, to find out what those people, those politicians on the continent are doing to try and put pressure on the French authorities to relieve the problems that we see at Calais day in, day out.